welcome to the How Legends Are Made radio show. This is Dan Blackburn, and as always, I am happy, stoked, pumped, excited, thrilled to be your host. Hey, how are you doing today? Today, at the end of a long weekend, starting off with a beautiful Monday, July the 21st. I say long weekend because I do my best to take every Friday off. I still podcast. I still share the magic, share the goodness, share the great news. But me personally, for me, family, friends, I make every week a 3-day weekend. So that's what I like to do to lay the seeds to be legendary. So let me ask you, what do you do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to live a legendary life? Because being legendary is a choice. Being legendary is a way of being. It's a way of acting. It's a way of showing up in the world and being your absolute best version of you. In 1997, I hit rock bottom. I had no idea what was possible. I had no idea what was within me. I figured out a way. I got from A to B and B to C and just continued down the line. And the rest, as they say, is history. But being in that place was the greatest gift because it allowed me to learn what it would take for me to get out of that hole. I don't know, maybe you're in a hole. Maybe you're feeling challenged, struggled. Maybe there's something really dividing you from where you are to where you want to be. Well, then it is awesome, great, wicked that you are along for the ride for How Legends Are Made Radio. While we are talking about being legendary and all those wonderful things, be sure to go to the howlegendsaremade.ca website and listen to more podcasts and download. We are now available on Stitcher, Zune, and iTunes. So be on anyone, all three of those, whatever device you have. You now have no reason not to be dialed in, hooked up, and a part of the How Legends Are Made community. That's what this is about. This is about building a community for you. Today's episode, The Garden of Greatness. The Garden of Greatness. Let me ask you, is your life like a forest? It's wild, it's thick, and it's amazing. I mean, the stuff that happens in the forest, the way it grows and nurtures and evolves daily, weekly, monthly, yearly is incredible. And when I think about success, when I think about helping you become legendary, doing the things that you have to do to get to that epic legendary level, would you rather be the forest that's growing wild with reckless abandon, that is pushing into new territory, new land, just to expand? Or would you rather live and have your seeds of greatness, your seeds of legendary status, be in a garden, in a controlled environment where you could plant the seeds, you could cultivate them, you could water them, you could fuel the seeds of your legendary life under your control? So think about this. Think about what it's like to stand at the foot of a forest. It's wild. It's vast. There's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of things that you're unable to control, to manage, to dictate. Now turn your attention to a garden. You get to define the land. You get to lay out the landscape. You get to plant the seeds that you believe you need. The seeds that you will need to tap into your greatness. And you get to keep control of it. So as weeds grow in, as animals come in and start to burrow in the ground, you can do things to prevent it from coming in. Maybe you build the walls a little taller. Maybe you reach out to an expert in the field and you find out how you can take care of your garden while still supporting the wildlife and still supporting the land. Because at the end of the day, you're still growing from the land, just like you in your life. You grow from the spot you stand in. So no matter where you are, you will always have the soil, the ground, the pavement under your feet. That's where your strength begins. That's where it resides. That's where it ends. You'll always have the terrain underneath your feet. So if you imagine as you grow your garden, you want to respect, honor, nurture, cherish the ground, the soil, the earth that you've planted your seeds in, and then you get to cultivate the seeds, and they can grow at the pace, and they can grow to the height, and they can grow to the level of abundance that you need. So there's three things that I want you to think about when you're laying out the fabric, when you're laying out the plan, the formula to be legendary. Think of these three things and equate it to the garden or the forest. If every morning you woke up and you stood at the foot, if you stood at the foot of the forest and you knew that for that day, your challenges, your struggles, your efforts, your contributions, your participation, your successes, all of those things would happen within the forest. Areas that you didn't know, areas you were unfamiliar with, and oftentimes areas that you may have felt alone in. Now pay your attention to the garden. You could still create the same abundance, the same opportunity. You could still support and nurture the land. You could still support and nurture your dreams, the things that you're passionate about. You can still go out and get them. And now you get to do it in an environment that you've laid out that you can control and you can support and honor its growth both organically and through your purposeful growth. So the first thing is you want to be in a controlled environment. Controlled meaning not controlling what happens out there and what happens within the garden, but controlling how you lay the framework. How big do you start? What are the pieces of the equation, the pieces of the formula that you are going to use to start off? Maybe you're already halfway down your journey. Maybe you're trying to go from great to legendary. Maybe you're almost at legendary. You can taste it, see it, feel it. You can hear it, but you just need to go that little inch more. Well, you need to grow a garden of support, a garden of honor, a garden of love and devotion and commitment to you from others, to others, that's different than someone who's starting off. So notice that you need to create something different. Let me say it again. You need to create something different based on where you are now. You get to lay out the landscape. Let me say that again. You get to lay out your landscape. Stop thinking of your life, of your legendary pursuits, as something that someone else is serving you on their terms to serve them, to get their rewards. This is about creating something for you. So you get to lay out the landscape. The second thing is you must be disciplined. You must remain committed to the outcome regardless of what is happening around you. If a rabbit gets in, if somebody gets into your garden and starts to burrow through, starts to damage it, starts to eat your crops, the crops that you need to fuel further legendary performances, you need to stay committed. You need to know exactly what to do to deal with that issue. You don't worry about expanding your garden, making it bigger, larger, more abundant vegetables and fruits. You stay focused on what is true for you. And you stay disciplined to that piece. You stay disciplined to that piece so that nothing can get in between you and what you want. Again, I ask you to think about it, equate it to a forest and a garden. In a forest that's so vast, there's so much happening, you are at the mercy of the terrain. You are at the mercy of what grows from the soil. In a garden, you get to have that control and you get to dictate where you start, how you grow, and what you grow. Let me say that again. You get to dictate where you start, what you grow, and how you grow. Where you start, what you grow, how you grow. That is how legends are made. And the last piece is, you must be organized, people. I mean organized to a fault. You need to know why you're planting the seeds that you are. You need to know why you're caring for the seeds the way that they are. It changes from season to season. It changes from month to month, from quarter to quarter. Think of your business. Think about your pursuits. Think about your relationships. They're dynamic. Life is dynamic. Always changing, evolving rapidly. I call it evolution that's tied to revolution. See, first we feel this angst, this struggle, this fear to make the jump, to go and do what we're passionately being called to do. That's the revolution. When we listen to the revolution and we step up and hear the calling, then that's where we experience evolution. Let me say that again. When we step up and pay attention to and honor the revolution that's brewing inside of us, that's calling us to service, that's calling us to be the best that we can be, to be legendary. When we listen to that revolution, then we have evolution. So you have to be organized. You have to be listening. You have to be attentive. And you have to be aware of your terrain. And if you're doing that within a garden, the size, the scope, the depth that you've built, you can manage that. When you're ready to grow and you want to add in new members, you want to bring more people in to manage a larger landscape, absolutely building a community to help support, thrive, and evolve your dreams is all part of the equation. But you must start with terrain that you can control, that you can be disciplined enough to know what, why, and how, that you can understand how you're growing. And you want to make sure that you stay organized. Stay organized on what you want. Start with what you need, not what the people beside you need. In business and in life, start with what you need, not what the people beside you need. You see, if you follow the message within, if you follow your core following, I call it your greatest want. If you follow that message, there'll be opportunity for you. There'll be opportunity in abundance. But if you stand at the edge of the stark forest and think that you alone, with the experience you have, can go in there with your bare hands and wage war against what is waiting for you in the forest, you're setting yourself up for a challenge and oftentimes for failure. And failure that will have you persist, but then resist. It will have you persist, but then eventually resist and then abandon what it is you want most. Choose to stand at the garden of greatness. The garden of greatness resides within you. You can lay the framework out in your life, in your community, and start to grow. Pick the right soils. Plant the appropriate seeds. Nurture them. Care for them. Grow. Allow the garden to grow. And you will start moving closer and closer to the legendary life that you deserve. I said you will start moving closer and closer to the legendary life that you deserve. You deserve it. You're awesome. Pick your garden. Pick your soil. Pick your seeds. And nurture it. And nurture and nurture. And you'll get it. Legendary status will fall to you. See, I say that when you believe in you as much as you want other people to believe in you, success will find you. When you believe in you as much as you want others to believe in you, success will find you. Thank you for listening to the How Legends Are Made radio show. I am Dan Blackburn. Remember, 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 go to howlegendsaremade.ca. We're on Stitcher Radio. We're on Zune. We're on iTunes. Go to howlegendsaremade.ca. Listen to more podcasts. Listen to more content that's there. Get registered for whatever app you're using on your mobile device. Get registered. Listen. Give me feedback, your thoughts, your comments, your suggestions. Give me your suggestions. I want to hear what you have to say. Oh, yeah, and one last thing, a bit of excitement for me, celebration for me. I've just found out that I made the news and noteworthy section of iTunes for our podcast. Booyah, booyah, booyah. It's about effort. It's about following what I love to do. And it's about putting it out there consistently over and over in my garden of greatness. That's how I get to legendary status. Hey, I am out of here. That's it for me for today, the 21st of July 2014. I hope you have a phenomenal, amazing, legendary day. And remember to always dream, plan, and execute yourself to a legendary day. Take care. Booyah!